You are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more.
Sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations.
Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Nerd Overload, the show that covers everything in pop and geek culture from Ant-Man to Zangief. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Cody.
We have a great show for you this week, as always. Thank you for tuning in. But before we get into the news, we're going to go around and tell you what we've been checking out.
I've checked out a couple things. I tried to get in on that Splatoon Global Test Fire that Nintendo did for their new game Splatoon. I didn't have much success because the network was cram-jammed with everybody trying to play it.
So would you say you had a Splatoon misfire?
Yes. I did get to play the tutorial, though, so I got to, like, you know, move around and shoot stationary balloons and get a feel for the controls. And they're really unique. It's really different than anything I've played before. The whole turning into a squid to move through ink that you sprayed is really... really interesting.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be a real fun game if the servers work, which I'm assuming they will, because that was what this global test fire was for.
Yeah.
It was a server capacity test disguised as a free demo.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the time the actual game comes out, I think the 29th.
Right, yeah. A lot of stuff comes out on the 29th, I think.
Yep.
Hopefully by then they'll have it figured out.
Yeah, I've heard it's people who are into the FPSs, they've been really, like, digging it. Like,
I've heard some funny stuff, too. Like, they had a team with a bunch of snipers on it, just sniped people the whole game, and then they lost, because that's not what the game is about.
Because, yeah, you're supposed to be painting.
Yeah, cover as much as of the map you can with paint.
Yeah. Now, I haven't played it, but I heard the paint roller is, like, really good.
Yeah, apparently people are saying it's overpowered, and other people are saying it's not overpowered if you know how to deal with it. It'll be one of those things where at first everybody thinks it's overpowered, but people will learn to play better.
Right.
And it won't be a big deal, like Little Mac in Smash Brothers was.
Yeah. The one thing I've kind of heard is that people are complaining that there's no voice chat.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal, though, because I hate voice chat, and I never use it.
Yeah.
And it just turned the game into a bunch of jerks yelling swear words and racial epitaphs at each other.
Yeah. I think it's a smart move for Nintendo to not have it, just because, you know, this is a game marketed towards kids.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is, you know, scare off the kids.
It's supposed to be a family-friendly thing, and the first thing when you give somebody anonymity on the internet is they say swears.
Right.
And yeah. Other really horrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited for it. I watched Nintendo thing about it. It was like a 30-minute thing, and I watched them play it and talk about things. I want to play it so bad. I keep telling stuff. I need a Wii U so bad.
The character design is so cool. Everybody looks so cool and, like, fashionable and just stylish.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like Jet Set Radio was the last game I played that looked this cool.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah, totally. That's awesome.
I mean, all the character designs are great, including, like, just, like, the NPC, like, shop owners.
Yeah.
They're all various forms of marine life. Mm-hmm. All names are all punny, and they're just interesting. And like the one clothing shop girl is an enemy. Her name's Annie.
Nice.
And she has a little clownfish coming out of her hair named Mo, who insults you the entire time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Well, good. I hope this game really takes off. I hope it's I hope it's a success.
It's cool that they're making a new IP out of it, and they're not relying on other previous games as a crutch.
It was actually originally supposed to be a Mario game.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see them, like, bringing back the Flood from Mario Sunshine and going
that joke. That joke has come out a lot.
Yeah.
I've also seen a lot of people doing stuff with the Blooper.
Yeah.
There's a couple allusions to Blooper, I think, in the maps and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, like t-shirts and whatnot.
But as of now, there's, like, no Mario-related clothes or no Zelda hat or something. It's all its own thing, which
that's
is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, it'll eventually happen.
Yeah, I'm sure eventually that'll be a super rare pickup or something. But they're letting it stand on its own right now, which is cool.
Or eventual Amiibo support or something like that.
Oh, yeah, there's like a 3-pack of Amiibos coming out.
Yeah. I know what those Amiibos are going to do.
They give you challenge levels.
Oh, okay.
That one of the Amiibos gives you one for each weapon type.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I saw that in the Nintendo Direct thing about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
Best Buy is having a exclusive bundle pack. You buy a Wii U, and you get Splatoon with it.
And the Amiibos, I think. No, you don't get the Amiibos.
Yeah, the Amiibo pack.
That'd be too much. That'd be too good to be true.
Yeah, the Amiibo pack's like $30 or $35 or something like that.
I wish it was a special 32. Edition Wii U that had like paint splat.
I saw something about a DS that might be split, but it might be a Japan thing.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if it came out on DS too.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It would give me a platform to play.
Yeah. There's not enough shooters on the DS, and now that the new 3DS has that other control stick, it would be pretty sweet. Other than that, I watched Camp Dakota, which is a film by three YouTube stars, Grace Helbig, Hannah Hart, and Mamrie Hart. And I like those guys. They're hilarious. All their YouTube stuff's fantastic. I didn't like the movie.
Really?
It was very, very predictable, like rom-com style. Not good. It just wasn't funny, and it was just, like, it made me feel nothing. It's one of those where it's like, I could have looked at a wall and got just as much. Now I'm being too harsh on it.
Yeah. That's...
Because it really wasn't for me either. It was kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But it should have been a lot funnier than it was, considering how funny and talented those three are.
Yeah, that's a shame to hear, because, yeah, they are really funny. I like all their stuff, like all their different YouTube channels and everything. I think they're great, but, yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame to hear.
Really, the only one that was funny in the whole movie was Mamrie.
I could see that.
And she wrote it.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, yeah, she was the only one that ever made me laugh the whole thing.
Huh.
Which, it's a shame, because I thought it was going to be really good. I was stoked for it, but it was really bland.
Huh. Well, that's a bummer. Well, then again, you know what? They're playing people not themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Because on YouTube, they're pretty much just playing, well, heightened versions of themselves, I guess. But, yeah.
I've been reading a book.
Cool.
With words?
Yeah, with words and stuff.
Are there pictures?
No.
Oh.
It's a real book.
Okay.
I've started getting into the new canon of Star Wars novels.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm reading the first one, New Dawn, and it's all about Kanan and Hera from their Star Wars Rebels TV show.
Okay.
I didn't know that was out yet.
Oh, yeah. There's four of them out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's New Dawn, there's Tarkin, Lords of the Sith, that was the newest one, Heir to the Jedi, and then Lords of the Sith.
Cool.
Those are the ones that are out right now.
Man, I would be interested in reading that Tarkin one.
The guy who loaned it to me says it's really, really good. Okay. I'm about halfway through New Dawn.
Okay.
And it's a little different. I mean, where Rebels is a kind of a kid's show, sort of, because, you know, it's an animated series on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's written a lot differently. Like Kanan, who's voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr. Mm-hmm. in the show, he's very kind of space cowboy, kind of self-appointed ladies man in the book.
Star-Lord.
Yeah,
he's kind of, yeah, he's a lot like Star-Lord. he has this, like, non-care attitude because he tries not to get involved because, you know, he's a Jedi in hiding.
Right.
And they the first chapter or so, they kind of touch on a little bit of his Padawan past and whatnot. But it's weird. It's set around this mining operation on this planet and its corresponding moon. Mm-hmm. And, the Empire finally shows up to, ramp up production, and Kanan happens to be working there as he's a drifter. He goes from odd job, never stays anywhere. And,
is he a rebel? He's a drifter. He's a rebel.
And then Hera...
Actually, technically, yeah, I suppose he would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he waiting for his next leap to be the leap home? Okay.
God, I miss that show.
It's a great show. Anyway.
And then Hera shows up, and she's still very much steeped in her anti-imperial workings.
Mm-hmm.
She's not exactly part of a... She doesn't seem to be part of a bigger net yet, as much as it was revealed in Rebels that she was. But it's very much the groundwork of how this whole thing gets started.
Ah, okay, that's cool.
No, it's really good. It's written well, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I'm borrowing the books right now, but I think I'm going to eventually buy them. But I've got Tarkin sitting on my table, too. So after I finish that, I'm going to jump into that one.
Cool. Cool. Well, that sounds really interesting. Like I said, the Tarkin one, because that's a character that was never really touched on in the movies.
At all.
And he was, like, a higher up. He was, like, well, for the first one, he was Vader's boss, as far as anyone knew. I mean, until, you know, they introduced the Emperor.
Kinda.
It was Vader getting orders from Tarkin, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's in Clone Wars a little bit.
Yeah.
As, like, a, you know, when he was younger, like, he's just, like, a captain or something like that.
Gotcha.
And then toward the tail end of the first season of Rebels, he shows up in his full Grand Moff Tarkin glory.
Well, you know, I've been actually doing a lot of stuff this week. So much that I'm having a hard time deciding what I want to talk about. But I think I'm going to talk about a couple movies. I was at work the other day and caught Good Will Hunting. And,
how do you like them apples?
never seen it.
Yeah, really good. Really good movie. It had been so long since I'd seen it that I was able to kind of view it with a new pair of eyes. And I was like, oh, man, this is really good. So I went home that night and watched Dogma. Because it's the other movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon playing, you know, buddies, kind of. And you know what? Dogma, I think it's one of my, if not, it's not as good as Clerks in the Kevin Smith, you know.
Universe.
Last I watched him, Dogma was my favorite.
Dogma is like a very, very close second for me.
It's completely different than all the other in that canon.
And you know what? It's the most ambitious of the VSQ universe ones. Even more so than like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back or any of the other think pieces. It's the most effects heavy, the most, you know, A to B to C plot. They're not like meandering through the story like they do with, you know, stuff like Mallrats and Chasing Amy and stuff like that. I really liked it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good movie.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
When I talk to most people who may have not seen a lot of Kevin Smith movies, they've at least seen Dogma.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird that, you know, it supposedly takes place in the, you know, the Jay and Silent Bob
universe, yeah.
Continuity. But the only thing that gets referenced in the other movies is movies.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gets referenced.
Well, in Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, you'd think it would be a big deal in their universe.
Two aliens come down and try to, you know, murder a whole bunch of people and then do all this other crazy stuff.
Kills one of Dante's cousins.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Gil Hicks.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. But, yeah, I watched that and then got done with that. I was like, man, I still want to watch some more movies. And for some reason, scratching on the back of my head, I was like, I kind of want to watch Airheads. Have you guys ever seen Airheads?
I love Airheads.
Okay, Airheads was a movie right out of, like, early 90s about, like, a metal band or a grunge rock band. Trying to
make it big,
and they're dumb, and they accidentally take hostages inside a radio station
with squirt guns
filled with hot pepper sauce that look like Uzis, and it just goes on from there. But it's Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, and Adam Sandler as the Lone Rangers.
Isn't Chris Farley in that movie,
too? Chris Farley has a bit part in it, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a cop or a security guard.
He's like a cop, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember the scene where he rips the dude's nipple ring off.
In the club. And, I mean, the music was really good. Lemmy from Motorhead had a bit part.
Nice.
Yeah, they're, like, going through the crowd, like, because you find out that Brendan Fraser, he's the main character, and you find out that he was a nerd in high school. Like, he played D&D and all this stuff. It was back in the 90s when, you know...
Nerd was a dirty word.
D&D was a reputational suicide.
Pretty much, yeah. And they start panning around the crowd, and all these metalheads are like, yeah, I played D&D too, and all this stuff. And you hear from the back this one guy go, I used to be the editor of my school newspaper. And it was Lemmy from Motorhead, and he really was the editor for his school newspaper back in London. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. Once I got done with the movie, and it was just fluff, you know, there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why? Why did I want to watch this right after Dogma? And it dawned on me back in, you know, 5-10 years ago, those were like the only movies that were run on Comedy Central. Like they ran Dogma and Airheads and Bottle Rocket, Wes Anderson, the one that no one's seen.
Ah, crap.
Because they were cheap for Comedy Central to pick up the rights.
Oh, and Half-Baked. They play Half-Baked a lot.
But yeah, it's like one of those sense memory things. Like, oh man, I watched this one. I want to watch the next one. Yeah, you know.
I did watch a lot of Comedy Central growing up, oh, like all the time.
Totally, same here.
I watched Joe Dirt on Comedy Central the other day.
Excellent. You know they're doing a second one.
Yeah,
they're filming it now.
I don't know what there is left to say about Joe Dirt after Joe Dirt 1, yeah. But whatever, like, go for it.
Yeah.
In high school, sometimes kids used to call me Joe Dirt because I just let my hair go.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it got kind of mullety, I guess. Not intentionally.
Yeah.
And I was running for the bus one day, and someone yelled, "Run, Joe Dirt, run." I'm having flashbacks, man.
Oh, man. But no, that's really pretty much been it for me. I mean, there was some other stuff, but I might actually save those for future weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, other thing. I watched the classic Star Wars the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And I fell asleep in the middle.
Oh, no.
It was on a Friday night, and I was super tired from work. I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to watch it, and then I fell asleep about Obi-Wan cutting that dude's arm off in the cantina, and I woke up near
man.
The end.
The cantina is my favorite scene in the whole movie.
The monster bar,
yeah.
It is the monster bar. There's almost no humans in that freaking club.
No,
just Han.
Yeah, well, there's Han and the bartender,
yeah,
Luke and Obi-Wan.
That's about it.
Yeah, everyone else is kind of weird alien.
My friend says he doesn't like you.
I'm sorry about that. I don't like you.
Me either.
Oh, man. I also found out I forgot why my Star Wars collection has two discs of each movie.
Yeah.
One is the special, the other one is the original, uncut.
Perfect.
And that's when I texted you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, holy crap, I have the completely unedited.
Okay, which one did you watch?
I started on the first one by mistake, and then I saw like the crap and I was like, wait a minute. And I flipped the discs and it just said Star Wars instead of there's no New Hope or anything like that. And I was like,
man.
Yeah. And then my stupid self falls asleep.
You didn't have to see all those cartoon animals in Mos Eisley.
And I did get through that part because I was like, how bad is this? Because Cody was talking about it, and I'm sitting there, I'm staring at it, and I was like, that is terrible.
It is,
like, the robot just punching the other robot for no reason.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, I was talking to you guys about this off mic. I saw someone online had done like a Star Wars episode 1 through 3, like they call it a Phantom Edit. Where they, like, took the three prequels and put it into 1 2-hour movie and cut out all the garbage. Like, it's...
There's a lot of fat to cut.
Yeah. It, like, opens with the fight with Darth Maul.
Yeah, no 20-minute pod racing scene.
That's it for episode one. You get a text, a rewritten text scroll explaining who the Jedi are, who the Sith are, and, you know, why they're fighting, what's going on, the droids and everything. And then you get dropped in and you see, you know... It's like the tail end of the fight. Oh, Qui-Gon gets killed, and the one line he has is like, "You must train the boy." Cut to 10 years later with old Anakin. Yeah, it's great. It's a, I mean, from what I hear, it's a really good cut. I watched maybe a little bit of it, but yeah, it's good.
Oh, man, there's so much stuff. Like, there are some things in the prequels I like, and there's other things in the prequels I hate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Darth Maul fight. Darth Maul as a whole, I liked a lot.
Yeah, I wish they'd done more with him, though.
I know, yeah. Right? I wish he would have, like...
Real wasted potential
there. Oh, yeah, survived on to be, like, maybe, like, the guy Anakin kills to take his
yeah.
place.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, canonically, there for a while, he wasn't dead. They, like, give him a robot legs.
Yeah, in Clone Wars, the tail end of Clone Wars, he comes back with his brother. And that fight between his brother and the Emperor is fantastic.
Really?
It's a really good fight.
Cool.
But, yeah. And just... I wish the prequel movies would have started off as Anakin as a young Jedi,
mm-hmm.
and then gradually through the three movies we see his fall.
Should have started with 2.
Yeah. Though,
should have wrote a better movie for 2.
Yeah.
Should have wrote a better movie for all 3 of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean, there are things about him I like, and there's things about him I hate. A lot of things I hate.
Those yellow spaceships? The Naboo Starfighters, those are awful.
I had a Lego set of that.
I had that too.
I've always hated those Starfighters. I always thought they looked
banana
ridiculous.
Ships.
Yeah. The fact that kid Anakin Skywalker flew one into space and like saved the day as a child.
That's wizard.
It's the only way they could say your father was a great pilot. That's the only time.
No, there were lots of... I guess in episode three, he does a lot of piloting.
That's true.
There's a lot of piloting in three. Like, there's that whole big opening space battle over Coruscant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but...
But then again, he wasn't really a great pilot because he ends up crashing his ship into a Star Destroyer prototype thing.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Your father was a mediocre pilot, Luke.
Yeah, and then you get, you know, in the only
time...
He was
a reckless... Your father was a reckless driver, Luke.
And then, like, in a, you know, in the classic, the only time you ever see Vader piloting is the Death Star Trench.
Yeah.
And what happens? Another TIE fighter runs into him and spins him out into space. Where was your Jedi premonition there, Vader?
All right. With that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll do some news.
Yay, news.
Nerd Overload is brought to you in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More. Replays is the place for all your gaming needs, from retro up through current-gen systems and accessories. They even have a free customer rewards program. Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, across from the Marion Plaza. 751-4072 or online at facebook.com/replaysmarion.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Creative Foundations.
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, my name is Amber.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
I'm Jimmy, and I work at Crave Foundations,
the store that employs people with developmental disabilities.
We have four locations:
Delaware, Mount Vernon, Marysville, and Urbana.
Our website is creativefoundations.org.
Find us on Facebook.
And we're back. That was Keep Fishing by Weezer.
A classic.
A classic. Music video with the Muppets in it.
Yay, Muppets. Muppets make everything better.
Yeah, they're going to make ABC a lot better.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard, ABC is bringing out this fall, a Muppets TV series more along the lines of, say, like The Office or Parks and Rec, where it's kind of a documentary style.
Yeah.
Or a documentary style 30 Rock. Kinda.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, the teaser trailer just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out like today.
Oh, man, really good stuff.
Oh, so great. And it's like, I love how like self-aware it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They did kind of make a reference to the band being high.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Kermit goes,
the band's really happy.
The band's always happy. Legally now. Yeah. And it's like Kermit has moved on as dating another pig.
He like looks at, like, I think he looks at like Fozzie or Gonzo, or says like, "What can I say? I like pigs."
Oh, yeah, I'm attracted to pigs. I think that'll be a running plot point. Will be him and Piggy. Will they? Won't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it's weird because in the One Muppet movie, didn't they get married?
That was the characters they were playing in that film.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Canonically, in the Muppet canon.
A long time. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. It's been a long time since I've seen a lot of the Muppet movies, actually.
They're all good.
I know.
Every one of them.
I know.
Actually, Marcus in Columbus is replaying the Muppet movie.
Oh, really?
The original?
Here pretty soon. I think on the 15th. Not 15th, because that's already passed. Yeah. But sometime soon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I'll try to get that night off.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Muppets.
Only thing it'd be better if it were the Great Muppet Caper.
Oh, I know. I love that movie.
Great.
So good.
Great movie.
I can't remember. I'm sure I've seen it, but I can't remember it. I need to watch it again.
Is that the one where they're all riding through New York on their bikes?
London.
Oh, yeah.
It's London. No, that's the one with the baseball diamond that Charles the Grod Man Grodin is trying to steal.
Oh, yeah. But I love Muppets, and I'm glad they're finally getting some love back.
I hope the show lasts.
I don't
expect it to. Because every time they've tried to bring back a Muppet show, it's lasted maybe a season or two, and then people lose interest.
Yeah, like Muppets Tonight.
Muppets Tonight. I loved Muppets
Tonight.
Yeah,
it was still good.
But it didn't last. It lasted like a season, I think.
It's like I feel bad. Like, it's so ingrained in the pop culture of America.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, but...
But no one wants to sit and watch a half hour of it.
No, and... We've had, what, two movies in the last couple years?
The last movie they did should have did a lot better than it did.
Yeah.
Because it was a really, really good movie, but it only kind of did... Middlingly well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more like it's just name recognition. More people go, oh, I know that. But it's mostly, oh, you know, I've seen Kermit the Frog. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much a universe of great stuff out there.
You know what? At this point, the Muppets are like a half step up from the Looney Tunes characters.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're in danger of falling in that hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, shoot, people don't know who the Looney Tunes are.
Not really.
Yeah, kids don't care about it. Well, they had that show on Cartoon Network.
But how many people watched it?
Did fairly well, I thought. I don't know.
With like our demographic, with our age group, not like the
people
young
who,
kids.
Yeah,
people
I thought
who
it was pretty good.
Grew up with the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember watching like old Looney Tunes too, like World War II era Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of those get real dicey.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. With the drinking and the smoking and the
racial stereotypes.
Yes. Yes. It's bad. But I do remember, I think, like, Bugs Bunny, like, messing with Hitler or something at some point.
Yeah. But, I was worried that this Muppets show was going to be not good because the producers behind it, like, were, like, Big Bang Theory and then that anger management show with Charlie Sheen. Well,
they were also tied in with Parks and Rec at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there,
That's why I wasn't too worried about it.
Oh, yeah, because Parks and Rec is great.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah. I think I like, they teased that, Gonzo's like the self-aware one.
Oh,
more,
yeah.
More than the others.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. Like, he was, in the trailer, he was like pointing out all the tropes.
Oh, yeah.
And then going through and doing the tropes. So I think it's going to be like a mockumentary as well as a parody of it as well as being, you know.
What it is. Yeah. Because they talk about, it's like, you know, it's like, so we're going to talk into the cameras and tell how we really feel. And then we're going to do a cut. And then we're like, we say something completely different. And then he does it. And it's great.
Yeah.
And then,
I like this, the idea of the Muppets existing in the real world, like,
yes,
having like real world relationships.
Yeah. That's always the way it's kind of been, but this kind of bends it even more that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girl who's dating,
Fozzie.
Yeah.
Oh, that bear poop in the woods joke was fantastic. That was my favorite joke. What about your children? What are they, going to go to the bathroom outside? And then Fozzie's like, that is a terrible stereotype.
This is going to be great. And it's also kind of creepy when he's like sitting on the couch next to you, realize how big Fozzie Bear
is. Yeah.
Or
Rolf the dog. And they're like, how'd the surgery go? Oh, it went pretty good. Then I kept chewing at the stitches, so I put this thing on. He's wearing like a dog cone.
just Kermit sitting in his car in traffic. There's just something neat about that.
Yeah.
Oh. I love the Muppet. I really need to go back and just
My hopes are high for this.
Yeah, same here. Speaking of things that are treading on our collective nostalgias, do we want to talk about the Jim and the Holograms movie?
Sure. They released a trailer for the Jim and the Holograms movie, and it doesn't look good because it doesn't look like Jim.
Right.
Well, visually,
yeah,
she looks like Jim.
Yeah, their outfits and makeup and stuff was cool, but the plot of the movie is not Jim. It's just a regular, like, teen gets YouTube famous movie.
Yeah.
It's like the plot of that Justin Bieber documentary, but they changed things around.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not happy about it.
No.
I mean, when they first released images and stuff, I got excited. I was like, hey, it looks right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about where it goes. I mean, everything else, there's, you know, there's no... In the line of the trailer, she says, you know, it's Showtime synergy. But what...
What is synergy? Yeah.
Yeah, to what effect? I mean,
is YouTube synergy?
Well, you know, they probably removed the comma because, you know, synergy is like everyone together. So I was like, it's Showtime synergy. Let's all get together and do this.
I mean, it's like, I mean, there's no hyper intelligent computer to change her into Jim. I mean, there's.
They took all the fun stuff out.
Yeah. I didn't see any reference to the Misfits whatsoever.
No, and that sucks because the Misfits are cooler than Jim and the Holograms are.
Now, I haven't seen the trailer, so I could be totally wrong, but Juliette Moore was supposed
to... Yeah, she's in it.
She's in
I forget what she does in the trailer, but...
Okay. Oh, so she's... Because I kind of thought that she was going to be, like, one of the Misfits. She would have made a really good...
Is that her agent?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Because there's a point where in the trailer where they kind of reveal, like, there's going to be, like, a part where they're together, and then there's a part where Jim tries to go off and do her own separate thing.
Of course.
Because her agent is trying to tell her... The band is not together or whatever. It's all about you or something like that. And she tries to do a solo thing.
It's the plot of the Josie and the Pussycats movie.
Oh, okay.
It's the same plot as that movie.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And it's
only difference is that movie was super self-aware and was fun.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just... Nostalgically, I'm not happy at all.
they had their chance to get the jump on everybody and make kind of a female-led superhero-y movie. I mean, Jim's not exactly a superhero, but it's the same kind of...
Same kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. But then they blew it and made it just about regular crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of leads me into kind of a thing. That's the problem with... Well, first off, that's the problem with, like, Hasbro-led movies based on their 80s toys. Because look at Transformers. Look at G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Look at Battleship, for crying out loud. Hearing that Jim is not great is not a surprise,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But I think the problem isn't just Hasbro. I think it's producers trying to make, you know, things based on 80s nostalgia. Because, you know, filmmakers, producers, they want to have something that's fresh and new and original, but they also want to tie it in with, you know,
something that people will recognize.
People will recognize, and you can't have it both ways.
No.
Either do something new or give people what they want. Don't do, you can't do both and can't make people happy with both, you know?
Yeah. I understand we're not the target audience
well,
for
sure.
this movie.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, it's from the same people who made, like, Pitch Perfect and crap like that.
But then again, we were alive and we were around in the 80s. We were the ones that watched the cartoons. Why aren't we the demographic?
Well,
at least our age group.
I think the demographic they're shooting for would have more fun with the regular Jim instead of this,
yeah.
like, bland, pre-processed garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they even called the holograms? I mean...
Yeah, there's no holograms involved anymore.
The movie should be set in the 80s. There should be, you know, holograms.
Oh, yeah. It's very, like they're like, makeup and stuff is very 80s. It's like, I mean, they got, like, the pink lightning bolts across their faces.
Yeah.
And,
That's the one thing they did right.
Yeah.
Is the makeup and that stuff is dead on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
one of the writers on Polygon had an article about it, and they said that they should look at Scott Pilgrim as a place to start.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. With
Scott
that.
Pilgrim's great. I
yeah.
love that movie.
It's the same kind of tone they should be looking for.
First Blu-ray I ever bought.
Now, then again, you know what do we know? We're a bunch of 30-something
dudes
talking about complaining about how Jim and the Holograms isn't for us. There's something not quite right about that.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
I seriously think that the girls that their target audience is would probably like more what Jim's was like.
I would think so. Again, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not in tune with the
tween demographic,
crowd, so I don't. I can't begin to say what I think they should and shouldn't like.
I imagine
but...
at this point they'd want to see something different that hasn't been force-fed to them 500 times by executives.
Right, right.
Yeah, the next singing movie, the next dancing movie.
Yeah.
It's all the same crap, all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the 80s nostalgia title.
Just like all the girls can buy for toys is Disney princesses.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Like, give them something different.
That's a problem. Especially with this Avengers stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Black Widow being barely in any of the merchandising.
Yeah.
And then they took her out of the scene in the movie where she drops out of the Quinjet in the motorcycle, and then the toy is Captain America dropping out of the Quinjet on a motorcycle. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I was furious. I mean, she's barely on T-shirts. The Vision is on more T-shirts.
The Vision's barely in the movie.
I know.
I bought a tote bag with Black Widow on it just because it was the only thing with Black Widow on it today.
Yeah, jeez. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, maybe we need more. Maybe there needs to be more women in director and producer and, you know, toy manufacturer like lead roles.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there needs to be that anyways. But I think that would take care of a lot of this issue.
Possibly. I mean, come on. The head of DC is a woman. We still can't, you know, get decent things there.
The head of DC is a puppet to Warner Brothers.
It's just true.
Everyone
also
knows this.
Pop culture, why you make me sad?
let's talk about something fun.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about that Nintendo E3 announcement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They didn't announce what they're going to have at E3, but they announced when everything is and what they're doing in, like, a video that's just absolutely ridiculously goofy.
Oh man, yeah. Like I told you guys, it's almost like they looked at Tim and Eric stuff from Adult Swim. It was like, let's do something kind of like that. It's just goofy and weird.
People respond to that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Reggie is very self aware that he's kind of become.
Oh
a
yeah,
meme.
He knows he's a a meme.
Yeah. But why does he keep saying my body is ready like all the time?
It's his one internet fame.
Yeah.
Aside the fact that he's the head of American Nintendo.
Well, last year he was the Reginator. He pretended to be a robot.
Yeah. Reggie Fizamac.
Yeah, Fizamac. That's it.
Anyway, the E3 announcement.
Yeah, they announced that they're going to do things a lot like they did last year, where they have a digital streaming event instead of having a big stage press conference, which, one, probably saves them a lot of money, and two, it's the same for everybody that's watching it, because not everybody's going to E3 anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to do the E3 with the treehouse thing, where they stream a lot of the games they'll be talking about, like they did last year. Mm-hmm. The coolest thing, though, is they're bringing back the Nintendo World Championships.
I can't wait.
Which they have not had since, like, 1990. Or 1990, yeah.
Yeah, 90, because it's been 25 years.
Yeah, 1990.
That's crazy. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, apparently you're gonna be able to try out at Best Buy, certain Best Buys, to be part of the Nintendo World Championship.
Oh, man, are you going to do it?
Oh, yeah. If I can get time off to do it, I'll go there and I'll write about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I will be there right there with you, man. I'm excited.
We all need to do it.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel like a bad fan because growing up, Nintendo was pretty much the only thing we had. Mm-hmm. You know, there weren't many other game things out there. Yeah, you had like Atari and stuff, but nothing
Sega.
That really. Yeah, and Sega.
But
Sega.
The rich kids had Sega.
Yeah.
I was loyal to Nintendo up till the PlayStation came out.
Yeah, same here.
And, you know, it's like, I love Nintendo. I still do. I feel bad that I don't do more with Nintendo products. You know, all I have is a DS that I barely play and a Wii that I haven't turned on in forever. And, you know, I want to love Nintendo and I want to. And I feel like maybe the World Championship will kind of...
Then do it. Let the Nintendo in. Let the Nintendo flow through you.
I was trying to make a Nintendo Metachlorian force joke. So, Nintendo-chlorians.
I've been using my Wii U more than my PlayStation 4 lately. I don't know if it's just the right combination of virtual console stuff has come out lately or what, but...
And I mean, I've been considering buying a Wii U, and that's huge. I haven't owned a console system since the PlayStation 1.
Womp,
wow.
Womp.
Yeah, long time. And I'm finally like, you know what? There's an awful lot of good stuff out there for this.
You know what I use my 360 for? Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu and Netflix. I barely play any games. I'll download the free game of the month, the two that come out a month. Beyond that, I haven't played the last two. It was Tomb Raider and Assassin's Creed 4.
That Tomb Raider is really good.
I know. I need to get on. Steph wants to watch me play it. It's kind of the reason I haven't played it.
Assassin's Creed I've never liked. I've never got into Assassin's Creed. I don't know why.
I want to play 4, Pirates.
Yeah. If I was going to play any of them, I would play that one because
the
Pirates.
The new one coming out looks pretty good, though.
I haven't looked at anything
It's called
for it
Syndicate,
yet.
And it's set in like 1892 London, England. It's all steampunky.
That's cool.
Anything can be better than the last one from what I hear. With all the bugs and the horrible eyeball faces.
Ubisoft actually made a joke about it when they released the trailer for Syndicate. It's like, here's the next great Assassin's Creed. Hopefully with less horrifying visual glitches.
That's funny, but it's also kind of lame because they didn't really... Because it shouldn't have happened to begin with.
Yeah, if they hadn't rushed QA.
Yeah.
Yeah, oof. But no, I do love Nintendo.
It's one thing to make a joke about it. It's another thing to release a product that's not finished.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad. I feel like Assassin's Creed is right at getting right up there with like all the sports games and Call of Duty.
Yeah, there's a new one every year, and they barely change.
No. But speaking of Nintendo and nostalgia, that Bloodstained thing had a big Kickstarter, didn't it?
Yeah. We talked about it last week. Koji Igarashi, I think his name.
Yeah.
The guy that didn't create Castlevania, but made all the ones that you remember. Mm-hmm. Symphony of the Night. He finally launched that Kickstarter, and he has almost made $2 million at this point.
That's awesome.
Over the course of just a few days.
That's amazing.
Again, like I said last week, crowdfunding is the best. Or possibly worst.
Or possibly the worst, but in this case, the best.
But yeah, it's been a big week for Kickstarter. Well, not week, but... 3 or 4 weeks for Kickstarters after Yooka-Laylee and now this.
Yeah.
If you've got the right name behind your Kickstarter, you're going to make a bajillion million dollars.
That's why I'm waiting for a Kojima to put something up.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet right after Metal Gear comes out and everybody knows what the heck happened with him and Konami, yeah, then he'll probably kickstart something.
And make a bajillion dollars.
Probably more than anybody else has yet.
Yeah. Why doesn't he just kickstart a movie?
He should just make a he apparently wants to make a movie real bad, so he should just make a movie.
Should. What's stopping him? In this day and age, what's stopping him?
Unless he somehow maybe doesn't have the rights to the characters he wants to make a movie for.
True.
I mean, he did write a script for a Metal Gear movie, but don't know if Konami would release it or not.
It was probably 4 hours long.
This is also true. Yeah. A lot of exposition to like wars in the past that aren't real.
A lot of looking at two faces on the screen that aren't moving, and then text is scrolling underneath as they talk.
Oh, man.
It's so nuts how much cutscene in the first Metal Gear is just the codec and just looking at two face green faces.
Liquid.
But it works. It like half that game is a radio play, and it works.
The other half is really well done stealth play.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite games of all time, the first Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah, I play the crap out of it. I know it like the back of my hand. It's terrifying.
You haven't played it? You had a PlayStation 1 and you didn't play Metal Gear. You missed out.
I did. I missed out. I was too busy playing Armored Core.
Okay, that's a sweet game.
I do love Armored Core.
Hey, you didn't make too bad of a mistake.
Armored Core and Capcom versus SNK 05 Final Fight. Whatever, something or other.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Those did have ridiculous titles.
Yeah.
But new match of the millennium.
Yeah. Here comes the millennials.
But no, Armored Core was great. I remember building, like, this giant mech that had so much going on, my PlayStation 1 couldn't handle it. Like, my game, like, froze a lot.
Nice.
Oh, like the heaviest armor you could with, like, hover legs and a big laser cannon. And I was, like, unstoppable, but the game stopped too.
I could never beat the final boss. 8-Ball or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I could never beat that guy.
Also, I would spend hours with the freaking decal editor.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, man, yeah.
And my decals never looked as good as the one, like the pre-gen one.
No. Nope, never.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, you know, we only have a couple more minutes here. Do we want to talk about some new TV stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a ton of TV news.
Just a ton.
Because they had big upfronts for the ad people.
Mm-hmm.
So they had tons of TV news.
Let's see here. American Idol got canceled. So that's a bonus.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Season 14 is the last one.
Yep. I'm glad. You know what? It was a long time coming.
Yeah, it really was.
It was on its last legs for a long time.
You know, I'll be honest. I bought into it there for a while.
I didn't.
I think just about everyone did.
I didn't.
I liked watching the auditions.
Yeah. See, that's the part I got the most burnout on. It's like, yeah, okay, these are staged. Like, they purposely put the bad ones in with the good ones. You know, the first season was fun. I actually didn't watch the first season.
It's where we got great stuff like William Hung and Pants on the Ground guy.
Yeah, true.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Yeah, very true.
Gallivant got another season.
Good.
Which is a great show that everybody should have watched.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, is it still on Hulu?
Yeah.
I love Gallivant. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time, which we talked about at length a couple episodes ago, got picked up for another season.
Blarg.
Did you guys watch the finale?
Nope.
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I guess everyone's personalities are swapped.
Oh, like,
what?
The good guys are now the bad guys.
Oh, because Regina got the author to rewrite the book.
Yeah. So it's like the Snow White is the evil queen, and the Prince Charming is like the huntsman from the first season.
Oh, God.
Lame.
And like Emma is like all covered in scales and stuff and locked away like Rumpelstiltskin. Which is weird because that means that her like opposite is Rumpelstiltskin, and that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they're really out of ideas.
Yeah.
When you start doing like fan fiction level body swap like stuff,
yeah,
you're really out of ideas.
Well, let's face it; it's been fan fiction for 4 seasons.
Yeah, that's what the show kind of is.
Yeah, once upon a fanfic.
I didn't expect for it to get picked back up. I thought it was done.
I thought it was done too.
I'll be glad to hate watch another season.
There you
though.
Go. Perfect.
Simpsons got picked up for another season.
Another, I think, 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Yeah, right.
My metaphorical children's children are going to watch that, or going to watch new episodes of Simpsons.
Yeah. Do you think it's ever going to end?
It will.
When Matt Groening dies.
No, it would take more than that.
It would take a lot more than that.
Yeah, because he doesn't do a whole lot at the...
No, he pretty much just sits back and... I think he does like one Life in Hell comic a month for like some newspaper, local like Seattle newspaper or something.
And just rakes in that sweet Simpsons money.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure he glances at the occasional episode, but I don't think he has a whole lot to do with
it. I mean, can you blame him?
Yeah, I mean, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm just burnt. I've been burned out for a really long time. I love Simpsons, but I don't love Simpsons anymore. Does that make sense?
You don't love the new Simpsons.
You're not in love with Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yes.
I still watch it. Like, it's not if it's on Hulu and I don't have anything else to watch.
I occasionally
watch
if
there's
it.
Nothing else on. Sure.
And I always watch the Halloween episode.
Yeah. So I haven't watched the Halloween episode in a few years.
The last couple were good.
Oh, that's good. I kind of dropped out there where all the episodes became like almost like super preachy, you know? I don't know. I kind of dropped out there for a little bit.
I kind of stopped after the movie.
Yeah, that was about around that time.
I liked the movie.
Well, I liked the movie too.
I liked the movie too. And that's where it should have ended.
A lot of people trash on the movie. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
That's where it should have ended. Honestly.
It probably should have just ended there.
Part of me wants The Simpsons to end, but part of me doesn't want a world without New Simpsons for some reason. Like, I'm really conflicted about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, I think it's that part of it's pop culture.
Yeah, it's always been there. Like, it came out, like, right when I was 1985, like, right when I was born. Mm-hmm. I've lived in a world with The Simpsons my entire life.
Yeah.
There was a time in my childhood every evening was Simpsons, or every Monday, or whenever it came on.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's not exactly appropriate for a child. But more so, well, I don't know. I don't know anymore. Like I said, I haven't really watched it.
Well, the old episodes are super tame compared to today's television. But you can say that about anything.
This is true.
Agent Carter got picked up.
I know.
Yes,
I'm excited.
That's great.
Agent Carter got picked up, and that S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff got put on the back burner.
And that's fine.
Which means it'll probably die.
Well, you know what? It'll be on the back burner until Adrian Padalecki, the gal playing Mockingbird. Will say, you know, hey, remember this part of my contract where it said I would eventually get my own show? And then they'll do like a half season of it or something.
Kind of like a Peggy Carter.
Because we all know that's what the show's going to be. They haven't announced anything.
Yeah.
But we all know that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the Mockingbird solo spinoff show. And I don't know. I don't think we need that.
And we can't get a Black Widow movie?
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't even get a Jim movie, that's right.
But the Supergirl series is been greenlit and coming out.
That's right.
In November is when they're going to start showing it.
Did you see that picture of her with that cake in her costume? She's like eating like this Supergirl cake.
No.
No, I haven't seen
that. Yeah, she's wearing her full costume.
I've only seen the one picture of her in the costume.
And it looks good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I like it. It's the closest I think any of the DC stuff has come to an actual superhero costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, Flash.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like Flash.
It definitely harkens to the Flash costume. It's very similar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They finally got a name for the second spinoff for Arrow.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Like Heroes of Tomorrow or something
like
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means it's all going to be time travel. Like crazy, crazy time travel.
Well,
stuff.
Yeah. Rick Hunter's in it.
Yeah. I can't wait. Because you know what? We thought that, you know, Arrow was the serious one and Flash was like the bonkers one with the superheroes. I want to live in a world where the Flash is the tame one. And it looks like what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're going to have more than just one superhero, we're going to have a bunch.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I haven't watched the season finale of Flash yet.
I haven't yet either.
I'm probably going to do that when I get home.
Yeah.
Talk about it next week.
There you go.
Supergirl's costume looks like it's made out of what the Vision's entire body is made out of.
Oh, yeah. Under Armour kind
of. Under Armour Man.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Under Armour Red Man.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Constantine got canceled.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad. But a lot of people are pushing for it to come back somehow. Like either Netflix or Sci-Fi or somebody picking it up.
It would depend heavily on whether, is it NBC?
I think it's NBC. Yeah.
NBC. It depend on whether NBC is willing to release
the
rights and the actors from their contracts and everything. A lot of things would have to fall right in place for it to work. But Stephen Amell's been talking about trying to get the character on Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because he claims it's all in the same universe.
Yeah, I mean...
And I guess it kind of is.
Ish, yeah, I guess. It'd be interesting to see Constantine interact with superheroes other than just monsters.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It's just Constantine got really good, especially toward the end there, and they had like their big old crazy reveal in the last episode. It's like, and it's just it's gone.
Yeah. NBC doesn't hold on to anything.
No, they don't.
It's like Fox. Fox can't hold on to anything either.
Well, no, that's not true because NBC has held on to Heroes way longer than it should have. It held on to Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's ABC.
Oh, you're right. That is ABC. God, what am I thinking of? It's another NBC.
Grimm? Is that NBC?
Grimm was NBC. Chuck was NBC. That lasted way longer than it should have. They just decided that this wasn't the one. You know what? If Constantine was on, like, CW or something, somewhere with Supernatural.
Yeah.
That kind of audience. Yeah.
It is very Supernatural-y.
Yeah.
God, what was the other?
Mindy Project got canceled.
Oh,
did it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but yeah.
I didn't watch it religiously, but I would watch it sometimes with Steph, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Mindy Kaling. She's funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
I read her book. Her book is really good.
Oh, yeah?
I read her book and Tina Fey's book, like, back to back.
Tina Fey's book is really good.
I thought Mindy's was better.
Really?
It's just funnier.
I'll have to pick that one up.
It's then. A little. It's lighter than Tina Fey's.
Yeah, I'll have to pick that one up.
Oh, is there other TV stuff? I don't remember.
I'm sure there was, but we're out of time.
Yeah.
We got to let you guys go. So you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thanks again for tuning in. Find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook at Facebook Nerd Overload website.
Or on Twitter at @nerd_overload.
Yep. And if you have any questions, comments, topics for us to discuss, you can always email us.
Song suggestions.
Anything. Yeah. staff@nerdoverload.com. And remember, if you're living in Marion County and you want some sweet, sweet Andrew's Pastry donuts, send us a question. Honestly, any question will do at this point.
Well,
how about
reason.
Them donuts?
How about, yes, someone who emails us and asks, how about them donuts? You get a free dozen of donuts. I don't care. We'll make it happen.
Also, I just want to say, if you've been hanging on since the very beginning before we were on the radio, this is our 50th episode.
This is our 50th episode. Yeah,
oh, snap.
Like back way, way, way back when. I mean, shoot, what's it been, like 3-4 years almost?
I think so.
God, that's crazy.
So happy 5-0, everybody.
Yep.
Woo!
Here's the 50 more. And then that's it. The end. No.
Right. And then cycle 2 starts.
Cycle 2. There you go. All right. Again, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you all next week.
See ya.
This show was sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations.